Edward Dubose says after 8 years of serving as the organization's president, it's time to pass the torch.
We've accomplished a lot, and I think the time is just right.
Dubose also says he wants to focus more on his business outside of the organization and on his family. During his time in office, Dubose says his proudest work includes helping to free from jail African-American businessman John McNeil. Dubose also says he's pleased with the lawsuit his organization participated in that led to a 2012 settlement with the Secretary of State. The settlement allows people to register to vote when they apply for or renew their public assistance benefits.
It was one of those landmark victories that stayed with me forever, that we were able to advocate for the little man.
But Dubose says he's hopeful the next president of the organization is able to help end the death penalty in the state.
Troy Davis' case shattered me personally. I've not recovered from that. I almost stepped down after Troy Davis was executed.
Dubose says he will continue to work with the organization at the national level. He currently serves on the NAACP's National Board of Directors. Michelle Worth, WABE News.